that unfortunately it is done, and your thoughts, your emotions as you think back to what happened, just not tonight, but throughout this season.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't end the way we wanted it to end, obviously, but to be honest with you, the group of guys we had this year, unbelievable group of guys, and people that know me know that, I just don't say that, and stuff like that, and it's a group that, you know, gelled together, but they represented the organization throughout the city, throughout everybody's city that we traveled to, and just a great group of guys that, you know, it's a group that we'll remember.
Yeah, a group that you'll remember, but a group that will help you to build for the future as well because of what you've been able to build here.
Yeah, I mean, it's year two, and the group that we were able to put together, you know, last year and then this year, and the goal is always just to raise the bar, and this group did that, and the one thing about this group, they never gave up, they never quit, and just stayed level the entire time and did a great job.
Are you surprised at how the game has grown, how the organization has grown over 2 years only, and here you are back-to-back East Division Finals?
With the ownership group and the operations group and anything, nothing surprises me. Just the way they operate, the way they treat everybody. It's all professionalism, and it's just an honor to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. You've won titles in this league. What was missing this year that probably could have got you over the top, if anything?
Just a break here or there. I mean, it's one of those things, and we had opportunities, and that's what you want. You want to have opportunities, and sometimes you take care of them, and sometimes you don't. And this year we weren't able to, you know, cash in on some of the opportunities we had.
Merrick Yeager's an 18-year-old who became a key part of this rotation and was lights out here pitching in playoffs. What does he serve in terms of where this franchise could be going and the quality of players, like a player like Merrick, could help down the road here?
Well, first and foremost, Merrick is just an unbelievable person. Comes from a great family. Unbelievable person, work ethic, compete, and then the ability itself. He's definitely one of the guys that we want to have back and continue to play for us. And you know, with everybody else, it just depends, especially pitchers, how they do at school, how much they throw and all that. But he's definitely, you know, a guy who we want to be a cornerstone for us.
When you consider Merrick and Carter Beck and Nathan Houston, Ethan Murdoch, I mean, there's so many Saskatchewan guys who drove the bus this year for this team. And obviously you don't build out a roster just based on where guys are born. But what do you think it says about where the game is in the province currently and by a small part of what the Berries have done to incorporate these guys into the lineup?
Well, baseball is very good in Saskatchewan. It's kind of underrated from a lot of people, but I think there's a bunch of Division I players from here, a lot of junior college players and that are going to be Division I players. And I mean, when you look at a night like tonight and you're from Saskatchewan, I don't know how you don't want to play here. And the way the guys are treated and everything that goes with it, it's a very special place.
You've now been close 2 years in a row. It kind of feels like this is a dam that's just waiting to burst. Do you get that feeling, and what's it going to take to get over the hump and get to that next level?
I mean, next year's a new year, and it'll be, you know, some of the same guys, some new guys, and you just kind of go through the season and build off of this, and we'll see where we're at in the playoffs next year. But bottom line is, it's baseball, and that's what makes baseball fun, is when you have these moments, it sucks, but when you're able to get over that hump, that's what makes it really fun.
Sorry, go ahead.
And you played at a very high level this year, obviously. What are your thoughts on the overall 60-plus game season and how the team played?
No, they played well. I mean, they won, 49 games or something like that around there, and they played real well. And obviously, we didn't end it the way we wanted to, but it's a great group of guys, very talented players. We've got some guys that are going to be playing professional baseball, and I think we brought a lot of excitement and energy to the city and a lot of entertainment.
Especially for the guys who are seniors on this team who have played the last couple of years, I think of a Menard or a Sorensen. What have they done in terms of setting the table for where this franchise goes coming in at the ground level as they depart their collegiate baseball careers?
Oh, they've done a great job. Just, you know, like Balin, he's been unbelievable, just an absolute workhorse for us. Great human being, just awesome to be able to have the opportunity to coach him. Yeah, definitely going to miss him and Menard and a lot of the seniors, they actually have an extra year of eligibility due to the JUCO waiver. So, I mean, we'll see what holds with the future of everybody.
You mentioned to me last year that it would be nice to have some returnees on your roster. You had that this year. The possibility of having upwards of 20 guys, maybe 25 guys return for next year has got to be appealing to you to be able to get some continuity going with this team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, basically everybody's eligible to come back except for I think two guys graduated out, and it's a good core group, and you know, we'll obviously, you know, have some conversations and see kind of where their coaching staff wants them to be and where they want to be, and you know, hopefully we do get a lot of guys back.